Good morning, Atlanta, and welcome home. This is Atlanta Home Radio with your host, Stone Payton. And in the studio with me this morning is my good buddy and co-host, Alan Dobrinsky. What's happening, Alan?
Well, I'm enjoying the miserable weather, I guess, if you could say that.
You know, I hate that this is radio this morning because I wish that our listeners could see the sweater that you're wearing. It's like this Bavarian, Norwegian, Finnish kind of it's just gorgeous. We got to post a picture of you in your sweater on the website. It's really a cool sweater.
It'll be my winter picture. Yeah, I was actually in Sweden for about 3 months, 10, 12 years ago. Maybe 14 years ago, I don't remember, but it is just, actually the weather there was just like it is here, which is kind of strange.
Now that I believe, especially the last few days, right?
Yeah, you would think that Stockholm, Sweden, you know, would be colder than Atlanta, Georgia, but when I was there, it was the same.
Now, doesn't the sun act a little goofy in that part of the world too? Is it a lot more sunlight or less sunlight, or how does all that work?
Well, towards December-ish, they actually have 24-hour nights. It's not quite like that. You know, there's some light, but basically it's dark for most of the time. But right. By the time I got there, which was the end of January, you know, there was still a morning and a night.
And is it opposite like the other part of the year? Is it ever like 24 hours
yes.
daylight or what have you?
Yes, they actually have almost 24-hour daylight. Same kind of thing.
Oh, that could be interesting. All right.
Yeah, so you can get more out of the day, I guess.
Well, no, but what makes me think of it is our guest today. I mean, how cool would it be to have the Swedish franchise or, you know, for what our guest does? That would be cool, huh?
That's right. They need those blinds to be able to sleep when they have that 24 hours of daylight.
Well, we are going to have a really fun segment today. We've been anxious about having this guy on the show. Please join me in welcoming to the show a gentleman who owns the Alpharetta area franchise for budget blinds, Mr. Norb Feltrop. Welcome to the show, Norb.
Thank you.
Well, we are delighted to have you, man. First question right out of the box. I just got to know, what in the world compelled you to get into the blind business? How did that even get on your radar, man?
Well, it's a good question. I was in corporate America for a good chunk of my career, and, you know, corporate America and I didn't see eye to eye, so I was out looking for a job, and as you know, the economy is not exactly inviting people, middle management, 50 years plus, to come work for you. So I found Budget Blinds through a franchise recruiter, and I was out on a website looking for jobs, and I clicked, would you be interested in franchise opportunities? The next thing I know, the phone starts ringing off the hook.
Of course.
So, and I didn't realize franchise recruiters were like headhunters. And I interviewed a couple of them, and I started talking to one lady, and I pursued it. And she wound up recommending Budget Blinds to me among a couple of others. And I went through the process and actually decided on Budget Blinds after looking at all my options.
So how does that process work? Because we've had a couple of franchise folks on the show, and they've tried to describe how they were different from each other, and they sounded pretty similar, the two that we had, but I thought I kind of liked the idea. What they were able to convince me of, anyway, was that they really were good at helping you pick the right business for you. Was that your experience? Did you feel like that they really did help you land on the right business?
They really did. I mean, we looked at finances. We looked at a lot of different things. And one of it was a very interesting process on multiple fronts. If you've been out looking for a job, you're always highlighting your strengths and trying to downplay your weaknesses. And when you're looking for a franchise, you need to tell everything, the strengths, weaknesses, what you
got to air it all.
Yeah,
huh?
I think I've told this to even a few of my customers. I said, it was fascinating for me in the fact that I learned a lot about myself in the process and what I really would like to do, what I really didn't like to do. You know, I wasn't looking at a resume when I was creating it. So it was a lot of fun, and it wound up being something that I thought was a very valuable process. I've recommended it to several people. I think it's a worthwhile thing to do.
And so in the real estate business, Alan, is blind something that when you walk into a home and someone is considering purchasing a home, it strikes me that window treatments might be one of those things that the average Joe Schmo like me might not overtly recognize is one of the big reasons that I like that room, But I bet it means a lot to folks. And conversely, I bet no blinds or ugly blinds or screwed up blinds are probably a big problem, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Most of the homes that we're looking at now are bank-owned foreclosure properties. And you walk into those houses, and either the blinds have been ripped apart or they've been taken, you know, along with the dishwashers and some of the other appliances. So
people take them with them.
Oh, yeah. Well, they either take them with them or the bank, you know, if they don't look right, sometimes the bank will just tear them down because the house looks better with nothing on the windows. But, of course, when you move into a house, that's kind of impractical.
Right.
So you have to have some kind of window treatments. I know when I bought my first house, I went out and bought those paper stick-on shades because I spent more on the house than I had thought I was going to spend on the house.
Right.
And so there was really nothing else.
Well, you didn't know about budget blinds.
No. And you know, eventually you have to call somebody in and get some kind of window treatments on there.
Right. And so is that your primary customer? Is the consumer end user homeowner and or are you working through real estate agents and that kind of thing, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both, and I'm also doing some corporate jobs as the opportunity presents itself. And, you know, but a lot of it is dealing with individual families and homeowners, and, you know, for various reasons. I mean, now we're, you know, Alpharetta, the Johns Creek area, is rather built up now, and a lot of people are investing, you know, trying to fix up their home, make it look nicer. And they realize that window treatments are a way to do that. So instead of just putting blinds into a new home, I'm also installing, you know, window treatments, shades, curtains, plantation shutters into existing homes.
Now, do you find that homeowners pretty much know what they want and are fairly well educated about window treatments and blinds when they come to you? Or do you find that a lot of the service you're providing is helping them understand the value of different kinds of blinds and getting them educated?
Well, I think it's more along the latter. You know, my experience is when you talk to a customer, some of them are as educated as the Home Depot will let them be, and and others are more along the lines of tell me what's fashionable, not just here in Atlanta, but tell me what's fashionable across the country. And I like talking to that customer because there's so many interesting window treatments. You know, it's kind of, and you guys wouldn't know this, but if you look at Atlanta, it's kind of like you tell people, how would you like your 2-inch white wood or faux wood blind? Because that's what everybody puts
that's
in
what
their
everybody
house.
Has.
Yeah. So doing other types of treatments and educating a customer is a fun thing to do. And to also tell them, you know, blind isn't a blind isn't a blind, shade isn't a shade isn't a shade, a shutter, they're all different. And trying to educate about quality and what's out there in the marketplace is really a lot of fun. I enjoy doing that.
What other sorts of options are there other than, you know, slat blinds?
Well, there's cellular shades, there's roller shades, there's plantation shutters, there's curtains, there's types of blinds that look like shutters, but they're kind of like a sheer fabric, and they're absolutely gorgeous. And so there's a lot of different types, you know, Roman shades. There's a lot of different types of window treatments you can put in a window, and there's different options within them. You know, a lot of shades, you know, like a cellular shade or honeycomb, as the market will say, or a Roman shade can be sold bottom up, top down. So that means that you can lower them from the top and you still have something on the bottom, or you can raise them up from the top, the bottom up to the top. So it's really kind of fascinating, you know, all these things that I never thought I'd know about. but there's a lot of ways to make your home fashionable and look good.
How do you clean those things? That's, you know what, I really love the look of those shades that have the like little air pockets. What did you call those?
Honeycomb or honeycomb. Cellular.
But how do you keep something like that clean?
Basically with a duster.
That's it.
And you know, the other thing is you also got to know where to put those. I mean, I don't know, and I've installed them over a kitchen sink once or twice in my life, but I don't know that that's the ideal place for that.
Might not be the best.
You know, but you know, for me, it works out really good. I one of the reasons I think people do it is, you know, I offer a 5-year No questions asked guarantee.
Wow.
So,
that's great.
You know, if you,
you know, we don't do that here on the radio show.
Understand. One-time replacement. So if they spill, you know, dish soap or whatever, or little ketchup flies at dinner, you know, I'll replace it one time free.
That's incredible to me. You know, on the radio show, you get what you get.
Can you imagine going to Home Depot or Lowe's and saying, this window shade isn't working right now after 4 or 5 years. Can you come and replace that?
Well, and can you imagine asking them to come out for free and do it?
Right, exactly.
You know, No, I can't.
That's wonderful. That's way better. You know, and I didn't know that before.
Well, I have to believe that, and I have a little bit of a sales background, so run this comment, this question through that filter, but I got to believe if I were out selling blinds that I would be trained to talk a little bit about the energy efficient aspect of it. I'm just going to ask you point blank, and we'll edit it out of the show if it's not a good answer or one you want people to know. Is that a bunch of hooey, or do blinds? Is there some advantage to having blinds from an energy efficiency standpoint?
Well, there's definitely an advantage. You know, there's a couple of different window treatments that you look at when you're specifically looking for energy efficiency, and the two best are plantation shutters and cellular shades, or the honeycombs. And actually, the honeycomb is better than a plantation shutter. Although I think the shutter is the, you know, lasts a lifetime. It's also the only treatment that increases the appraised value of your home. So putting a plantation shutter in your home, not only, I mean, it's bad news for me because I'll never see you again,
right?
Because they last forever, at least if you sell good ones. And, you know, but the cellular shade is really energy efficient. So if you have like high windows or something out of range and you feel the cold air coming in, they're wonderful. They also do just the the opposite in the summertime, is they keep the heat out. So
it's not just light though. It's they actually insulate against the cold or the heat.
Yeah.
I just thought it was all about light.
No, it's not just light. And like a honeycomb shade can be, most of them are semi-opaque, but they can also be room darkening too. So, you know, they're perfect for a baby's room. Or that Swedish place you're talking about.
Right.
You know.
Stockholm, Sweden.
So, you know, they work on both fronts.
Now, I know in my house I have these big 6 foot wide half circle windows.
He's a rich real estate guy. He lives on the other side of the track. So you gotta remember who you're talking to.
I'll work with him.
Can you actually put, because actually I stapled an old quilt to that window as my shade.
I've been to your house.
Because it insulates really well.
You stapled a quilt.
And it darkens.
Would you like to work part-time as an installer for Norb?
Yeah, I'm needing
stapled
some help,
a quilt.
I did. I took a staple gun and I stapled an old comforter to the window.
Good Lord.
Now, do you have a product that's made to darken a room? You know, because it's too expensive. They wanted so much money for that.
Well, the honeycomb shade works. And also, you can, you know, if you look at the half circle, you can have those specifically made to cover that circle in a fan.
Yeah, that would look a lot better than the stapled on comfort.
Yeah, it does look a lot better. You know, but and it can be relatively inexpensive.
So
I think that's probably the best way to describe it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
So walk us through the process, if you don't mind. Let's say my wife and I, we get fed up and we rip the staples out. We take the quilts down. We say, we're going to do this right. We're going to call Norb. Walk us through the process. How does this work? Walk us through.
Well, so you give me a call, and I will ask you what it is you're wanting to do. You know, you'll tell me, you know, you want to replace your window treatments. How many windows? What rooms? And we'll set an appointment, block about an hour and a half's time, and I'll go out to your home. And then when I get to your home, you know, I'll come in and take a really good look at your home and look at the rooms, look at the decor you've got lined out, what you've told me you're interested in, and then I'll take measurements on all the windows. And then at that point, and I'll go through a home guide and show some of the things that, you know, we're seeing in the marketplace and in the industry to kind of give you some ideas, because I have my own too. And then when I'm finished taking the measurements, I'll go outside and I'll bring a sample and I'll bring some catalogs and try to focus on what the customer really likes and what they've told me they're interested in, and really kind of bring a consultation consultative sales process into the mix, just to talk to them about what they feel and what their interests are. I don't, you know, I know what I like, but you know, we're not all the same. So, you know, then I'll go out and bring some things in and show them, you know, what type of treatments would look good and how they would sit in the window. And that's a real important thing, too, is, you know, people have an interest of what they like, but maybe their windows aren't conducive to it. Maybe it wouldn't look as good as something else. And I'll show them what it is they're trying to achieve. And, you know, I'm not going to sell them what they don't want, but I don't want to sell them something that when we're finished, they're going to go, God, I really don't like how this looks. And so, you know, that's my thing, is just to kind of help educate them and then educate them a little bit on budget blinds and why I think we're different and why we make a difference in, you know, in window treatments, you know, the guarantee that I talked about and some of the other things. Because it's like you said earlier, you know, my goal is to really educate the consumer and to kind of get them better acquainted into what it is they're looking for. Because it's not something you buy every day.
Well, that's just, you know, you know how to buy groceries. You know how to buy a car. You know how to buy phone service. But you don't know how to buy. You almost have to be taught how to buy properly. And you got to be talking to someone like a trusted advisor, I would think.
I've been in scenarios where I sold to young couples and they were told, you know, you've got to get synthetic wood blinds. They're cheap. They look good. And, you know, they're reasonable. And, you know, so I tried to explain to them that, okay, they're heavy, you know, they're very heavy, and they have all kinds of supports holding them up, and they say, oh, okay, no problem, and then we install them, and they go, I don't like all that support, and, you know, these are heavy, and I'm like, yeah, you know, so it's trying to educate, and then, you know, to talk about the quality of the product as a whole, because they're not all the same. You know, it's you know, my job is to try and educate against somebody that operates out of the trunk of their car.
Oh, yeah. Now, a lot of folks look online for things before they actually, you know, get into buying or
even
call.
After interviewing Norb, I'm almost certain if I went home and Holly and I talked about blinds, I'm almost certain one of the things that would happen this weekend is we'd go on the internet and just start looking at blinds.
Right.
It's just part of it, isn't it?
So do you have a good website where they could look at the different styles and different types of blinds?
I like to think I have a good website, and it's one of the things that is important to keep up to date and current. And it's also one of the things that Budget Blinds does for me on a corporate basis is help support me and keep that up to date and current. And I generate a lot of activity in new business from what customers see on websites.
And, of course, you're welcome to say what the website is.
It's budgetblinds.com.
There
and,
you go.
You know, all you have to do is click in your zip code. And, you know, if you use 30022, it'll work really well in telling you, among other ones, Johns Creek, Milton, Alpharetta zip codes. It will lead you right to my website.
Awesome.
So are you paying a bit of a premium to have a professional like you to come in versus going to the Home Depot on Saturday afternoon? I got to believe, surely you got to pay a little bit of a premium like that, and I'm sure it's worth it. And are you also going to be paying a little bit more money for the product itself because you're probably in a little different league working with you guys, right?
Not necessarily. You know, Budget Blinds has roughly around 900 franchises total, and the buying power of Budget Blinds is pretty immense. It's not in terms of total of the Home Depot, but it's pretty intense in what they've been able to do for us in the relationships we have with vendors. And the other thing that I think has been very important to us is, and Home Depot does offer quality products, don't get me wrong. And
although we did just lose the Home Depot sponsorship, I think, that's out the window.
and they do. They really do. But, you know, you're also, when you go there, if you're talking to somebody about plantation shutters, that person's probably selling paint. You know, are selling something else.
He just answered another question about a drill. The guy can't be an expert on all of
it,
right?
You can't. And so there's a level of expertise. But does it affect the price? Not in every situation. And there's going to be times when I can't, you know, if we're comparing apples to apples, I'm going to come out ahead almost every time.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So you get the service plus the price.
Because my price includes the consultation, includes the installation. You know, a lot of times if you're having something installed by the Home Depot and it's over 12 feet high, they charge a ladder surcharge. You know, they charge per treatment, you know.
Or if you try to do it yourself. I mean, some people are handy, but like me, I have two tools in my house, telephone and checkbook. And I mean, I'd fall off the ladder.
I just had a customer that I put 15 blinds in their home, and they were absolutely gorgeous. And they're, he was very particular, and so am I, about doing the right installation, but he wanted to do it himself. So in those scenarios, I'll discount my product a little bit for them, you know, to account for the time that I don't have to spend with them. But typically, and even in that scenario, I laid them all out by, because you measure each window individually. Believe me, in Atlanta, no two windows are alike. It's kind of like, people. So I lay them all out for him. I showed him how to do it and make it look right. And, I was out there the other day, and he took good lessons. Maybe I should have him as an installer.
There you go. Hire him.
You know, after 15 blinds, my guess is that next time, because it's time-consuming to do an installation like that, I'm guessing that he'll say it would be worthwhile just to pay somebody to install it.
You know, probably so.
It's probably not that much money. It's probably,
No, it was more, I think it was a personal satisfaction thing to him, and that was fine with me.
Right. Yeah. Now, one other question, because I know this is on my mind as I have three kids, and what about child safety? I'm constantly yelling at my 9-year-old. She likes to play with the cords, and I have to keep winding them up and like putting them way high. What do you do about child safety?
Well, that's a really good segue to talk about, what we know in child safety, and that's, it's kind of fascinating. But new parents will spend about $6,200 a year in preparation for having a baby come, but their blinds or their window treatments might be of a nature that they should think about doing something different. The old blinds or shades, et cetera, have these loop cords, and there's been a lot of accidents where children have lost their lives. And so one of the things that we talk about is if your window treatments or blinds are prior to 2001 and you have small children, think about replacing them. Think about going to cordless options. Think about motorization. Think about a number of things that, and doing what you did, Alan, which is, tying the blind cords up, making sure that you have, if you do have something with a cord, that you have a nice cord cleat that you can tie them around so that the child can't get at them. Also doing things like, maybe you shouldn't have a sofa next to something that they can climb on and get at the cords. Maybe there's some things that you can do to make things a little safer in your environment. There's nothing better than, I can't say that replacing your window treatments is a good replacement for being a model parent or being the loving parent that you need to be, but sometimes you can't be in every place at the same time. And, we really believe that, doing cordless, doing motorization, doing a lot of things that can prevent the unexpected from happening is a good thing.
Hey, that's very interesting. I hadn't really heard of that, but I do sell houses that have like 2-story wall of windows. And when I'm looking up there, I'm thinking, how in the heck do they open and close the shades up there? Are you saying that you can actually get a remote control, like, for the TV?
Just like your TV, absolutely.
Just like that Ferrari you have, Alan, where you hit the button and it starts when it's on a cold afternoon?
How cool would that be?
You can raise and lower shades. You can.
That's cool.
You can, open and close blinds. You can do a lot of things with motorization.
Can you, and this is something I just thought of, but I'm sure that the blind people already thought of it, but could you actually get them timed so that they would open in the morning and shut at night or vice versa?
Actually, you can. I came back from Dallas in a convention last week, and at that convention, they were even showing the remote controls, how it would tie. You could tie the motorization of your window treatments to also tie them to the heating in your home, the air conditioning, how they all kind of could link together under one system.
It's an automatic house.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, actually.
I saw that movie.
You know, it had all the gadget-loving blinds reps, you know, just going absolutely crazy sitting around there. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Well, that is really neat. Now, that's a cool idea. I'm a gadget guy. I'd love that.
Oh, you'd love that.
You are a gadget guy.
I'd love it.
If you're just joining us, this is Atlanta Home Radio, and we're visiting with Norb Feltrop with Budget Blinds. He's been giving us a little bit of insight into blinds and how to make some good decisions on the kind of blinds that you ought to get and improve the look and feel of your home. What's the best way, Norb, for our listeners to get in touch with you and learn more about their options and maybe have you come out and visit with them?
Well, I think the best way is probably to give me a call, 404-395-3947. And the other way is what I said earlier about you can reach me through the website at budgetblinds.com and type in your zip code. And that also works for my franchise peers here in the metro Atlanta. So if you're not in my territory and you plug in your zip code, you know, you'll get one of my franchise peers here in Atlanta, and they'll be happy to assist you too.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having you on the show. I hope you'll come back and visit with us again sometime, and I don't know, maybe bring a client with you or someone that you're working with, and we'd love to have you check in with us again sometime.
Thanks. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, until next time, this is Stone Payton, Alan Dobrinsky, our guest today, Norb Feltrop with Budget Blinds, saying we'll see you next time on Atlanta Home Radio.
All right. Bye.